Okay, I admit it. I will do anything to hang out with our next guest. I am delighted that she's hanging out with us today, and we are sharing with you the power of being with other people. Whether that's collaboration, whether that is hanging out with your tribe or your circle or your coven, whatever you like to sort of call it, or how it can benefit you in terms of development, progression, moving forward, and making real transformational changes. Okay, enough from me. Over to the conversation. Enjoy. What would it mean to you to create a life you love? My mission through Quiet the Hive is to ensure that the women I work with get to their end of days thinking, holy cow, what a ride, rather than if only I'd been brave enough to, or I wish I'd had the strength to. And so that's what we take further here on From Inside the Hive podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. Every other week you'll hear my own musings, things that I hope will inspire, challenge you, give you things to try out and things to channel. And those alternate weeks, I have an amazing guest who's going to share with you the story of their brave choice or something that can inspire you, along with hints and tips for how you can think about creating a life you love. If you want more of this outside of the podcast, then why not sign up for The Compass, my four-week self-guided online course helping you reconnect with you. Head to quietthehive.thinkific.com. Or perhaps you'd like to take it further and get some one-to-one coaching with me, an award-winning mindset coach. I'd be delighted to spend time helping you create a life you love. Okay, on with the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to From Inside the Hive with me, Jane Galloway from Quiet the Hive. I've been joined by a very special guest who is probably no stranger to you guys. If you've been with me from the beginning, you will know her as the founder of Cat's Pajamas Communications. You will also know her as one third of the Awesome Women's Retreats. And you may also know her as one of my very best friends. It is the delightful Carrie Ann Wade. Hello, hello.
Hello, lovely Jane. What an introduction. I don't think I've had one quite like that before. It's so nice to be here chatting with you today. And I feel like a seasoned pro on your podcast now. I'm very privileged to be invited back.
Well, you were my first ever appearance on a podcast. You were the reason that I thought I could maybe do this. Let's give it a go. So, yeah, it's lovely to have you back. I think last time you were on, you were here with Lee talking about how to take the lead, which is just flying. You were nominated for a podcast award last year.
Yeah, we've just finished series four of the podcast. We're having a think about what other offerings might come later this year. So yeah, it's all very exciting. Lots of collaboration, which is what I love. So thank you for inviting me to collaborate with you again.
My absolute pleasure. And actually, we were going to talk a little bit today about how it feels when you collaborate or when you're in the company of other people. And actually, before we pressed record, we were talking about the difference it can make when you're with other people, bouncing off ideas and getting that sort of sounding board or a bit of input. It can really make a difference to your energy levels, can't it?
Absolutely. And I'll be really honest, because why would I not be? Before we started recording this, I was in a bit of an energy slump, and then it was like, no, actually, now I've got Jane here, I'm feeling some positive vibes, and yeah, it does shift the energy, I think, which helps you then shift your mindset. And being with other people can give you a bit of opportunity to challenge some of your thinking. And also sometimes what I think is important, and I'm sure we'll talk about it as the conversation moves on, but sometimes I think also to let you know you're not the only person in the space you're in at the moment. And that can sometimes just feel like a bit of a relief and help to unblock a few things to help move you forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, we were having a big conversation about that because I felt a bit slumpy this week and a bit meh. And actually, I've had a lovely week of connecting with people because I met you and Lorna for a walk on Saturday, and Jolie, who is my partner in Your Life Less Ordinary on the Friday, went out for dinner with a friend on Tuesday. And I thought, gosh, why are these all clumped together? I've really planned that badly. But actually, maybe it was the universe saying, do you know what? You need a bit of feminine energy. You need a bit of grown-up conversation and a bit of chatting. Because when you're a solopreneur, it's quite hard sometimes, isn't it? Because you are on your own in the office. And I think we miss that connection sometimes. Working from home, for example, is brilliant, and I wouldn't swap it for the world, in all honesty. But you do miss that connection sometimes.
Yeah, and I sometimes find myself in a weird sort of Jekyll and Hyde kind of vibe during my weeks. Obviously, I still have my salaried role working in the NHS with my comms team, who are amazing, and the leadership team that I work with. So I sort of feel like I have this really weird split personality type week where I get quite a lot of that kind of team being with other people energy during the week. And then it gets to the stuff that's to do with my business and mentoring other people and trying to grow Cat's Pajamas. And I'm like, oh, it's just me now. And that feels kind of quite weird. It's quite weird because it's
This
not consistent and you're kind of flipping between two different mindsets. So yeah, that idea of, how do you create a level of kind of networking, accountability, support from others when actually some of the time you spend is on your own, I think is quite important. But equally, you can be in a team and feel on your own, and that's what I find. And I guess we probably should talk a little bit about why we thought this conversation would be helpful, because obviously you run a group coaching program, which I'm hoping I do know about it because I've been lucky enough to go on it, but I'm hoping you'll share a bit more about it. And I run a group mentoring program, and we obviously do individual coaching and mentoring for people as well. But I do think there is something very special about bringing a group of like-minded people together to do that mentoring and coaching in that way. So yeah, that's why we thought it might be helpful to have this conversation today.
Yeah, because there is something really magical about the ability to, you used the phrase, and I really like it earlier, shift energies. There's something about that unstuckness that sometimes when you're going around and around and around in your head about something, you can't shift forward. And it's sometimes the power of saying it out loud to someone else, even if they don't really respond to it or comment on it necessarily, the fact that you've said it out loud can really shift your energy around it and help you move forward. And I know that one of the key components of Thrive, the same as Awakening Women's Lives, AWL, is that group element. Because actually, I always describe it as women, we're amazing at encouraging and supporting and championing other people to do stuff, but we're really quite rubbish at doing it for ourselves. Is that one of the reasons why you do Thrive?
You know what? I'm about to chuckle, partly because some of the Thrive delegates that I've worked with said just that. So they go through the program, and that's what I love about it being a group, because people are not just tapping into, my experience as a mentor, they're tapping into the experience of all the other people in the group, and everyone's chucking out there, oh, I've been through that and I tried this and that really helped me, or actually I felt like that before. Some things that worked for me, or I tried that and it didn't work, but it might for you, which is all really lovely. And then they get to the end of the program and everyone starts thanking each other for all the input they've got. And then each individual almost goes, I just need to take my own advice, don't I? Because I've been so good at sharing it with everyone else. But actually, I've got that wisdom and that experience inside of me, but I just needed maybe, like you say, this nurturing environment of being with other people who are going through similar things to actually help something come unstuck for me to take that forward. And I'm also chuckling because I do it myself all the time. So lots of stuff we focus on in the Thrive program about, boundary setting and how it can help you. And we had a giggly conversation about that already this morning around boundaries. I literally sometimes say to myself, Carrie-Anne, you tell everybody else like why this is so important in your mentoring program. You need to take your own advice and do it for yourself. But it is sometimes that having other people around to help keep you accountable, I think, is what's so beautiful about the group scenario. What's it like for you with your AWL delegates around all of
I think it's the same. I think there's something so A, I'm always never surprised but always amazed by how quickly they bond together. So considering you do Thrive Online as well, right?
Yes, yeah, all
Yeah,
online,
so
yeah.
what's beautiful about that is it allows lots of people from all over the place to access it and be part of it. Whereas if you did it in person, you might sort of exclude some people. So if it's London centric or if it's North centric or whatever. So doing it online is wonderful, but I'm always amazed, delighted, but never surprised how quickly they bond. So by the end of the first session, the generosity, the connection, the care, the wisdom that's being shared, and the openness and honesty that people feel able to put into the conversations, which is so rich and valuable because that's what helps people. Hearing, like we talked before about energies, and you were very generously sharing some times where you felt really stuck and low. And actually, that makes me think, oh, well, it's okay because Kerri-Ann's here now, and I know that I'm going to get here or whatever. And actually, hearing that from other people, hearing about how they struggle with the inner critic or imposter syndrome, or how they feel like they want something to change, but they don't know what. Or I guess for you, they want to move forward or change something in their careers, but they just don't know what that is. Being able to share that with with a group of other incredibly wise, generous, kind, funny, challenging, competitive, joyful women. It's just a delight, and bringing different people together brings so much to it. Do you find that in Thrive as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've got such a brilliant example from the last Thrive program, actually, where somebody was on it because they were a bit stuck in like, do I want to stay in my current role in my current team? Do I want to progress in my current team? Do I want to do something completely different? And it was quite an emotional kind of journey for that person, actually, in terms of working that through for themselves. But then with the input of the other women, they came out the other end with like a totally different mindset about what they might actually want to do. Because in that group, the other comms professionals were basically saying, but you talk about this so much, and you're so
Yeah.
like when you come alive, when you're talking in this group, it's about this thing and this thing and this thing. So, is there a way to make those things your day job? Like, is that something you could do, that you could do comms, but for an organization that does the things that clearly bring you passion? And they were like, oh, I never actually thought about it like that. So that absolute just, I think I like you saying generosity, that absolute generosity of other people in that space to support and encourage others to think differently, grow their confidence, be open and to share is just really, really, I don't know, it's like, but even though it's online, it's like palpable. It's really
Oh,
weird to describe it because
yeah.
I'm so concerned that being online would mean those connections didn't happen. But I sometimes think it's maybe the way in which you construct those sessions that really help people to build those relationships. But yeah, it's like we have a lot of emotion, which people, even myself, have found unexpected, being
Yeah.
as like almost a program for aspiring comms leaders to kind of work out how they want to grow and thrive and operate in the workplace. The level of kind of emotion is quite overwhelming sometimes, but
Yeah.
it almost feels like people need that safe space to let that out. And doing it with people that you don't work with every day weirdly seems to feel safer sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing it with, do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to describe that, but.
Actually, one of the things that some people say they like is the fact that they don't know who's in the room with them. So that a lot of them they've never met anyone before. Some people, this is the first time they're spending time with me as a one-to-one. I'm sure it is for you as well. But sometimes it is easier to open up to strangers who don't have any skin in your game. They're not invested in you. They're not going to say to you, oh, don't worry, it's going to be okay. What they're going to say is, that sounds really hard. What are you going to do about it? Because they're not trying to fix it or solve it or make it better for you in a way that you try and do for your friends. They're genuinely curious and interested. And I find that that spills over as well, because although we have one in-person session every 4 or 5 weeks, we also have a WhatsApp group. And what I love is that people pop on and they say, help, I'm having a panic. I'm going into that meeting I was telling you about, and everything that we talked about has gone out my head, or I'm about to run this session, or I'm about to go for the job interview, whatever. And immediately people will hop on and they will be, don't worry, you've got this. Remember what you said was your word of the year, or remember how you decided you were going to, this was your why for doing it. This was what you were going to do, and this was why you were going to do it. And then you get that message sort of an hour or two later, and they come out and they say, yeah, I ran my session. It was brilliant. It was amazing. Yay, yay,
Smash
yay.
that.
Thank you so much for getting me in the right space. And it's just, Yeah, it's amazing how it spills over. And you're nodding along, so you obviously have the
I
same
am,
thing
and
as well.
I love that you have the WhatsApp group, because the brilliant thing that I've really enjoyed about Thrive as it's grown is that obviously there's the connection between the delegates that are in that particular Thrive program who go
Yeah.
through that process and spend that time together building those connections, and they connect outside of the program, and that's brilliant, and stay connected. But we've actually now started, we've got a WhatsApp group, and it's by, if you want to be in it, you can be in it. But
Yeah.
it's actually bringing together the delegates from different Thrive programs. So your network has grown again.
Yeah.
But it's people who've been through similar things to you because they've chosen to go through Thrive. And
Yeah.
we've now set up a monthly meetup online where anyone who's been on the Thrive program can drop in and join. And it's different, it almost becomes different people every month when we do it, depending what's happening for people. And that just feels really lovely as well, because it's just expanding those connections and growing that support network for people. And
Yeah.
almost to the point where you feel like, I can step away now because my role as a mentor here is done, because you're all mentoring each other now. And that was just like the dream. But those bits sort of came organically. They weren't part of the original plan for how the Thrive program was going to run.
It's interesting you say about stepping away, because that's kind of the and this is not by fluke for either program. The reason these programs work is because we both put a lot of time and energy and effort and planning. That's why they're small cohorts, right? So we can work with these women on a really bespoke basis and give all of our energy. It's hard work, but it's so worth it.
It's so
And
rewarding, yeah.
completely. But you want to get to the place where actually they almost wouldn't notice whether you were on the call or not by that last session, that last formal session. You want to be in the point where they're all going, okay, when are we meeting again? And I know that previous cohorts are still meeting up. You know, they have monthly check-ins and catch-ups, and that just makes me so happy. So I love the idea of the opportunity for your Thrive delegates not only to have the formal sessions, not only to benefit from your wisdom, not only to benefit from the wisdom that's in that group, but then beyond that as well. That's a really beautiful thing.
Can I
Definitely.
say something about your program, Jane, in a
Ooh.
mutual loving that we're having today? And love has been my word of the week, by the way, as well. So it's nice to have a bit of a mutual loving with you. But having been on the AWL program, I think possibly the first one that you
Yes.
ran, so
Yeah.
potentially a guinea pig, what's been, how many years ago is that? I don't know. That was a while ago.
Was.
And what's been so lovely is we have stayed connected as a group. Some more than others, which is absolutely how it should be. But what I love is when I see any of those women that I was on the AWL with pop up on LinkedIn, I've got a new job, or they're, I don't know, talking about their achievements on social media, or you happen to bump into them because you're in a similar network, and then you hear about like how far they've come. It's just so amazing to kind of go, I'm so proud of that person, because when I first met that person, they were in such a space where they were like feeling unsure, feeling stuck, maybe low in kind of self-belief. Bit that imposter syndrome creeping in, kind of just not knowing what steps they were going to take next. And I think when people join AWL, it's sometimes the first opportunity those women have had in a really long time to just focus on their own self and what they need for them, because there's so many things to so many different people, as we all are. Just to have that time with a group of like-minded women who are also wanting to make time for themselves is just amazing. And it's like the longevity of seeing that. And then I see people from cohorts of your AWL that I don't know because they're not my cohort, but I see the great things they're achieving, and they're attributing to like, oh, I went on AWL and that's helped me do this. It's just such a lovely feeling, because you almost feel a bit like you're in a club
Yes, I've
of just
been this. Are you
brilliant
there? You
women.
want to share it with others, don't you? You're kind of like, I've been in this and it was brilliant. And you should totally do it as well. I've actually got so I haven't launched the September cohort yet, but I've actually got someone who is a friend of someone who's on the current cohort who said, I can't make March, but can I come and do September with you? Because they're speaking about so much impact that it's had for them. It's
Amazing.
really, it's yeah, it is an honor. And I think it's really lovely to hear you say that. I'm thinking about, I got a text recently from someone else who was in that very first cohort and thinking about what they were going through at the time in terms of difficult relationships, living somewhere they didn't want to. And now they have moved, they've left that relationship. It was hard to get through the exit of that, but they've done it. and they seem to be just out the other side and shining, and it's just so lovely. And I know, you know, I've been really lucky to have worked alongside your team, and I know you are absolutely the right person to be leading a mentoring program for these comms professionals, because I know how highly your team value and regard you and your skills and expertise. I mean, I don't know whether they tell you, but they certainly tell me, Carrie-Anne. And
there's something
so joyful about knowing that you are, what you're saying, come and do Thrive and this is why, you're genuinely that person. You genuinely care. You are always doing things to try and help communications be seen as a really valuable professional skill, profession. And you make it that way because you're so authentic in the way that you lead and communicate. And you only have to listen to episodes of How to Take the Lead, or see you in action, or see your generous sponsorship of others through sharing posts on LinkedIn, for example. So what people see is what they get through Thrive, I think.
Sorry, I'm so distracted because I can hear my husband singing.
What's he singing? That's lovely.
I don't know what he's singing, but he's just got back from a run and clearly he's not clocked that we're recording a podcast. And I'm like, what is that noise? Oh, that appears to be a singing husband.
I hope he's singing a song about love, because, you know, that being your theme for the week.
Well, if anyone can hear that in the background, that's what that is. So
I can't hear it.
Good. A special guest appearance from Jim in the podcast there. But thank you for your generous feedback. And I think one of the things, and I don't know if you feel this way ever, but one of the reasons why mentoring other comms professionals who want to grow and thrive and achieve and aspire to other things in their career feels so important and personal to me is because probably I didn't really have that opportunity to have that early on in my own comms career. Mm. I hugely benefited from having sort of individual people that I kind of earmarked as like, they're brilliant, I want to be them when I grow up or whatever, and have been lucky enough sort of informally maybe to have them as mentors or in a one-to-one sort of individual kind of mentoring relationship. But I sort of had to grow my own little community of my own kind of cheerleaders and challengers and mentors for myself within my profession, which was great. But actually, like you say, sometimes it's that bringing people together who've got similar work and life experience but don't actually know each other, so there's going to be no judgment, then they've got no bias around kind of how you operate and how you're showing up. They don't know often maybe some of the people that you might be talking about that maybe you find challenging to manage relationships with. So it just feels like such a safe space that I would have loved to have been able to have earlier in my leadership journey to step into, and it wasn't there. So it feels like you say, a huge privilege to create that for other people, and then to hear that it does have an impact for them is lovely. And I don't know if that's how you feel about AWL.
Yeah, I guess I do. So if I think about some of the stuff that I navigated, so I kind of almost had this, it was almost like I woke up on the morning of my 40th birthday. I mean, it wasn't quite like that, but it felt like I had this massive epiphany. I was in a relationship where I wasn't happy. I felt very, very lonely. My mum had been diagnosed with secondary breast cancer, which, you know, many people who are listening will know is a bit of a trigger for there is one life and it's short and you need to make the most of it. And who do you value and what do you value? And, you know, so I had all of that going on, but I was trying to navigate that through that on my own. I wish that I'd had, or I had wished I had a group of people to talk about that with who weren't invested. They weren't my dad or my brothers or my best friend. I needed someone who wasn't going to go there, it'll be okay. I wanted someone to say, that sounds shit. And what are you going to do to look after yourself through that? Or what do you need? And our great friend Lorna uses that as a question, doesn't she? What do you need? Which is such a powerful question. And so when I set up the first cohort of AWL, I basically stalked people, Carrie-Anne. it was after a group, a week where I'd had conversations, mentoring or coaching conversations with a group of women who I sat in front of and thought, oh my God, you're amazing. Like, I'm quite in awe of how brilliant you are. And they just couldn't see it for themselves. And that was what triggered me to get together a group of people. So, and what was really lovely is I reached out to people who I didn't actually know that well. So there was you, who I just basically wanted to be friends with. There was Lorna, who was married to my ex-husband's first manager. So I obviously knew her, but my husband knew her better than I did, really. And there were other women who I'd come across in the work arena who I really admired, but didn't really know that well. And I wrote to each woman and said, and you may remember this, I sent an email, I've got this idea about a thing and I want to get you in a group with some other women. I just don't know what it's going to look like and I don't know what it's going to happen, but I think it's going to be good. And every single woman wrote back saying, I've no idea what you're talking about. Don't know what it's going to look like, but I trust you and I think it's going to be good too. So count me in. And it was like, as I got these emails back, it was like, oh my gosh, this is really exciting. And then I remember so well that first time everyone came together. And I remember leaving the building where we'd had this session and walking at the back, and no one knew each other and everyone had paired off and I was not talking to anyone. And I just thought, this is brilliant, because these people did not know each other and they are now so engaged in the conversation that they're not worried about me being part of the conversation, or they're not feeling like, I only know Jane, so I need to talk to her. It was so powerful. And I think that those genuine connections that we are so fortunate, but work hard to create the environment for them to happen through Thrive and through AWL, they really lead to transformation and to huge change that people don't feel is possible for them or even on their radar when they join these groups. And by the time they leave, they're talking about new careers through Thrive, they're talking about making the next step, they're talking about what they need to get from their current roles, or in AWL they're talking about changes they need to make in their lives, or they are considering for the first time doing something totally different. One of the women on the current cohort, she has a career that spans about 20 years. She in the last 10 years, she's hated it, but kept doing it because she feels, oh, I trained in this, so I should do it. She's left that career.
Amazing.
And it's just, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? And the thing is, like, I always feel like I'm in that funny place. Well, first of all, three reactions to getting that email from you, because I do remember it. The first one was like, oh my God, Jane's amazing and she's reached out to me. I'm so excited. That's so kind of her. What have I done to deserve this? The second was, this sounds intriguing and I need to step out of my comfort zone more. So I'm going to say yes and see what happens. And the third, which is absolutely the reason why people should go on AWL, or if it's more career focused and they work in comms, why they should come on Thrive around kind of self-belief, was, but why would Jane pick me? Because I'm just me. And she said all these lovely things about me, but they can't possibly be true because, like, I don't see myself that way. And I think that's the remarkable thing, particularly through AWL and the other work that you do, is that you do help women to reframe their own perception of themselves. And it could be really easy to step into a space with other women and just compare yourself and go, they're all amazing and I'm not. And I was already low in confidence when I came here. But actually, what I've seen you do through AWL and other collaborations that you're part of is actually create this group of women who just all there for each other. And they're like, no, we're all amazing. It's not like either or. It doesn't have to just be one of us. Like, we've all got brilliant and unique things that we bring into the world, and we just need to step into that and own that a bit more, which is really lovely. And I see it with the self-confidence stuff with communicators in Thrive as well, that they just have so much knowledge and experience and skill and are just brilliant, brilliant communicators, but for whatever reason the environment around them just hasn't enabled them to thrive, so they just don't have that belief in themselves. But when they hear from all the other communicators, like, actually how brilliant they are and that they're part of this group of amazing professionals, like, they start to believe it about themselves, which is just really lovely.
Yeah, because it's hard to ignore the evidence, isn't it? When other people are telling you, you start to think, oh, there must be something in it. And we know that our brain is so smart, but also really gullible. It will believe whatever you tell it, and if you feed it negative stuff, it believes that. But when you start hearing you're amazing and you start thinking, maybe I am amazing, then your brain starts going, hey, you are amazing. And I love that. And it's really interesting to hear that that's the experience on Thrive as well. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get, like, I know this sounds really big-headed because it's my program, it's your program, but don't you sometimes feel, I wish more people would come and access this, because it would totally, totally transform the way they think about themselves, and therefore the knock-on impact is it totally changes your life, because it changes the way you choose to live your life and the decisions you make. And you live a life, if you choose to live a small life, that is fine, as long as you've chosen to live that small life. If you live a small and quiet life out of fear, or the inner critic keeping you packed down, that's not right. That's not the thing to do, is it? And I guess it's lovely when you have people on Thrive to see them like just sit up and radiate.
And sometimes it's not about, so some people come on Thrive because they literally want to make a different choice, take the next career step, get a promotion, move to a different organization, all of those kind of things that feel really big. But you are right, it's about like what's your choice, and it doesn't have to be that. Other people have come on Thrive because they're like, I'm really new to communications and I just feel like a bit out of my depth, and I just want to just solidify and feel like actually I can do my job. I've not got a big aspiration yet to go anywhere else. I just want to do this job really well. Some people come on Thrive because they're like, I'm really struggling in my team to find my place and have a voice, and I want to have a voice. And that, so you're right, it doesn't have to be these big massive like lofty goals. They can be very small things, but for whatever reason something's holding you back from stepping into that space that you want to be in. And it is just such a privilege to play a really small part in helping people step into that space. And what's lovely about the group mentoring thing is your part becomes even smaller, because everybody else in that group is helping that person to take that next step. And that's just really, yeah, it's just really humbling.
Yeah, totally. And it is totally a legitimate choice. You know, some people come on, I want something to change. I don't know what it is, but something needs to change. And they go through it. And I guess the same for you, as you just explained about Thrive as well. But by the time they've gone through the thought processes, it's like, actually, I've got everything I need. Everything is what I want it to be. I'm just not putting enough attention here. Yeah. Or I'm just not, you know, I've got some skills to appreciate my partner more, or my job more. Or actually, it's not right to leave my job now. I'm not getting the most from it. But actually, it's okay because it's paying the bill. So I'm choosing to stay where I am, focus on these other bits, and then I'll tackle that. And that's all fine. It's, as you say, it's that choice thing. And I love the example you gave of people joining Thrive when they're new to their comms career, because what a wonderful way to kind of land in your role well, to begin to explore who you are in that arena, but also to make those connections. So as you decide to develop and grow, if that's what you choose to do in your career, you've already got some people that you can reach out to and say, hey, I love the way you do your leadership, or I love what you're doing in your team. Can I just, you know, pick your brains a bit? You've got that ready-made network, which is so valuable on a professional and a personal level as well. Because I expect that what happens is people don't just connect on Thrive through profession, but actually they make those real genuine personal bonds as well.
Absolutely. There's so many synergies with the way you approach and what you're achieving through AWL, and hopefully what I'm achieving through Thrive, that it's so nice to talk to someone else who's having that same experience. Because you talk a lot to the delegates and you talk a lot to potential new people that might want to come and choose to be on the program, but you don't often talk to another person who's doing something similar and kind of go, actually, this is having a real impact for people, isn't it? And what are the great things about doing it as a group over doing it as an individual? Yeah. And how do we maximize on those? And you know, how is it helping people? And so it's really nice to, in the same way as it happens in our group programs, I'm sure, it's really nice to go, oh, these are the things that work really well. And you're experiencing that too. Great. That's really positive. But probably also some of the challenges as well that come with kind of doing it that way. Because there are some, because there are people who are not in the right place to engage as fully maybe in the program. And we talked about it being online, which sometimes, you know, you have that worry that those connections are not going to happen, and making sure you're giving space to everybody to have a voice, but also to learn from other people. You know, the challenges of getting the balance right between what do people need to do solo on their own and reflect on, and what do people need to do in smaller groups, and when do you come together as a whole group? Like, all of that stuff is like such a balancing act to try and get right, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but although there's kind of a format to Thrive, each time a bit gets tweaked to try and make it better and to learn from it, which is also, you know, a valuable gift from those people that choose to come on our programmes to give us, so that we can keep improving it all the time.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. There's something about their generosity doesn't just extend to the other people in the group. They're also really lovely at spreading the word, telling other people about it, and also feeding back on this was brilliant, and actually what would be even better is this, this, that, and the other. And we only do this because we want it to be as brilliant as it can be for the people who are attending. So actually we really want to hear where it can be tweaked and what was loved and what was even better next time, because we want to make it as good as possible, because we want to make a difference, right? That's the whole reason we're doing this. Yeah. And tell me, Carrie-Anne, what do you get from Thrive? So if you think about, because I know that I get a real buzz from running AWL, what do you get from Thrive? Oh my gosh, don't say from Thrive. It's really
it's hard. That's tricky, isn't it? It was a tongue twister. So much learning from the people that have been through Thrive. Because even sometimes for me, I'm like, oh, actually, that's like a challenge that maybe I'm facing at the moment, and getting a different person's perspective on it is lovely. So as much as I'm the mentor, I often feel like I'm the mentee too, which is really quite amazing. And a bit of that accountability networking for myself, which is a brilliant thing to have in my profession for sure. I guess the bit you said about the buzz, that's the bit that I get from it. And I could get to a Friday, it's usually on a Friday when a Thrive session's about to happen, and I could be, as we talked about earlier, in that low energy, like, oh god, like it's been a random week, like I'm just not in the right headspace for this. And you have to bring your A game, because people are paying you to deliver something for them that is of benefit to them. But actually, like, literally within moments of getting into that space with that group, my energy levels just totally change. You know, it's that like sort of high energy vibe, you're tapping into what's going on with the group. And I always come away from the sessions, and I'll be really honest, and I know you're probably going to give me a particular look when I say this, because it's still work for me to do for myself, I sometimes go into those sessions thinking, what are people going to get from this from me? Like, what do I know? Still feeling like I'm not the person that's got the expertise or can help them get what they need from me, and feeling like that bit of an imposter. And they always come away going, like, people just had such a good session, they've got taken so much from that, I've come away buzzing from it. Like, it's just a brilliant experience. If I could fill enough Thrive programs to run one every day of the week, that's what I would be doing, because
oh my gosh,
come away from it just feeling amazing.
it is a tonic, isn't it? I know that I can't, I have to leave space after a session before I do anything else, because I know I can't sit still. I'm so buzzy and so energized and so full of ideas. And sometimes what one of the things I get is that sometimes one of the women will ask another woman just the most on point question, or someone will say something that just sticks with me just for weeks and weeks and weeks afterwards. And you're right, you do benefit from those people on the program so much, don't you? Because you get to hear their stories, their wisdoms. And I love, so the last session we did, we do a kind of, how are you feeling? What are you bringing to the room with you? And everyone was a bit meh. And by the end, we were all like, and it just reminds me of the power of connection and of doing these things together. Like, I have an online self-motivated program called The Compass, which people can do when they're ready and they dip in and out, and it's brilliant, and I've had some great feedback about it. I do one-to-one coaching, and I know that that's powerful and impactful, but there is something magical about AWL in the same way as Thrive. That means that's why it's our flagship program, right? That's why it is so important and special, and everything else that we do is magical too, but there is something about that group dynamic that really makes a difference.
And then when you get some feedback from somebody, even if it's long after they've been in the original part of the program, even if they're interacting in all the bits that have come since then, you get, and I feel like very humble, because I'm like, actually, when people message you and they say things like, I've got a big promotion and I would have never applied for the job if I hadn't been on the Thrive program, like that feel, I like cry, you know, yeah. Me, I'm a crier, like good tears, but I cry, it's like, oh my God, that's so amazing. But the very next thing I think is like, no, you did that. Thrive,
yeah,
didn't do that. I didn't do that. you did that. But actually, what we're doing through Thrive and what we're doing through AWL is providing a framework and a safe space for people to work some of these things through and get the tools that they need to make whatever next step of their progress is that they want to make, even if that's choosing that to keep everything the same, because as we've said, that's fine too. But so we have played a small part in that, but actually the biggest part comes from people being open to being on the programs and bringing as much of themselves as they're able to and taking as much away from them as they need to and revisiting it if they want to and making connections with the other people that they've met through that when they need that cheerleading or they need somebody to challenge them. So then to hear that all of that has had an impact and meant that somebody's taken one of those life-changing decisions is just like the ultimate.
Is, isn't it? Yeah, I have
Oh.
my letters and my cards and my pin board. Was one there that says, "For the most insightful and superb human I've ever known, thank you for changing my life." And you just read that and you think, that's not me, that's you did that stuff. But it's just so, oh my gosh, it makes you melt, doesn't it?
It
Now
does.
listen, I could keep talking to you forever and ever and ever, but you need to go and stop your husband from singing anymore, right? So I need to let you go.
I mean,
But
he's
what
all right at singing. I don't want to do him a disservice. He's
I
quite a good singer, but it was just slightly distracting.
I would like to know what he was
Surprise sing
singing.
song.
But if people are listening to this and they think, I'm in comms, I really want some support with this, I would love to find out more about the program. It's not just NHS people, it's anyone who works in communication services across the whole of everywhere, isn't it? So tell us how they could get in touch with you and find out more about Thrive and your one-to-one mentoring.
They can find me on LinkedIn as Carrie Ann Wade or as Cat's Pajamas. There'll always be loads of information on there. I'm on Instagram at catspjs underscore UK or go on the website cats-pajamas.co.uk and you can find out whatever you need. And I assume it's your podcast, so your jazzy stuff comes up at the end about how they can get in touch with you. Or do I need to ask you back?
No, that's okay. It's jazzy. All right. No, I'll stick it all in the show notes. So I will put in the show notes the link to your website, your LinkedIn, your Instagram. I will make sure that people can find out about how they can join Awakening Women's Lives and Thrive. It's all in the show notes. And if you have any questions, you're listening to this and you think, I think it's me, but I'm not sure, Carrie Anne and I would love to talk to you. So please just reach out. Don't sit there thinking, I'm not sure if it's for me. Reach out and say, I want a virtual coffee, because we both do that, right?
Yes, we love a virtual coffee. We love an in-person coffee. And I'm, you know what I'm like with the shiny collaboration stuff and how much I love working with you. I'm like, I'm wondering if there's any opportunity for a guest appearance from Jane on my next Thrive program. I don't know.
Here for it. I'm
I
here
don't
for
know.
it. No, that would be
Yeah.
amazing. That'd be amazing. All right, my darling. Now, normally I ask people what they would advice they would give their 21-year-old self, but you've done that before. So I'm going to refer people back to your original podcasts so that they can listen to that. So I'll put the links to your previous podcast sessions as well.
If I was 21 again now, in fact,
Yeah.
any age now, and I hadn't already done these things, my advice would be get on AWL because it will absolutely change your mindset and help you think about what's most important to you. And if you're a communicator, join Thrive. There you go.
Absolutely, completely. If you can get in Carrie Anne's sphere in any way, shape, or form, it will change your life. She is a
My sphere
master.
is getting more rotund as well as the years go by, Jane.
Well, don't let anyone too close into your sphere, because I need to reclaim my spot as your sports friend. So that's good. Thank you so much for your time, my lovely, and I will speak to you soon.
Catch up soon. Thank you for having me.
Bye. Did you love that conversation? Do you want to go and find your friends and hang out right now? I hope that's how it's left you feeling. And if you are a communications expert who is starting, developing, or growing your career, then you really want to get in on Thrive. And for those of you who are ready to make real transformational changes elsewhere, then come and join me on the next cohort of Awakening Women's Lives. Everything you need to know about both these programs, about Carrie Anne, and all that good stuff we discussed is right over in the show notes. So hop on over, find all the links you need. And until next time, take good care. If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.